The Acoustic Brunch, which is heard Sunday mornings, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. And Studio A2, also brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor, welcomes back Joshua Davis as we talk about his forthcoming album, The Way Back Home. Welcome back, Joshua.
Hey, John. Thanks so much.
It is so good to see you. It's been quite a few years since you've actually been in the studio with me. A lot has happened since then.
It has. I'm so glad to be back, though. Thanks for having me.
A lot of people got to experience what we've known here in Michigan for a long time, see your voice on the program called The Voice, and see you sing. And I think you might have heard me tell you this at the ARC. You actually made me weep a little bit when you sang a Beatles tune one week and dedicated it to your wife.
And it
hit me when you were telling the story. I'm like, oh, why am I crying?
Yeah. That showed you it to you. No, it's that song. I mean, that, you know, I've been on this is probably my, 20th Beatles obsession. I go through phases where I'll just be obsessed with the Beatles for a few months in my life, and it's happened many, many times, and I'm going through one of those right now, and in my life is just like, it's unimaginably brilliant piece
timeless,
of work, you know.
Timeless,
really. Yeah.
Well, that's not what we're here to talk about. I just wanted to throw that in because that's still a lasting memory from watching you. Like, I know Joshua, and there he is doing well. That's so great. And we're very proud of you. We're very happy for your success.
But thanks.
There's a big show coming up at the ARC because it's related to this new CD, and that's happening on November 11th, Saturday night. So book that day on your calendar to go see Joshua Davis perform songs from The Way Back Home, and that's what you're here to do today. Which one would you like to start with?
Oh, boy. I think maybe I will start with Just Getting By.
All right. This is brand new music from Joshua Davis in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
There were days, I swear there were, when the colors were a little brighter. Dodging cars on handlebars, and my heart couldn't have been lighter. And as the sun settled down for a long night's rest, street lights came on, I tried to do my best to get on home, to get on home, to get on home before my mother called my name. And I cruise around my hometown trying to force a smile. All the neighborhood kids are trying to make it on the skids, or they've been gone a real long while. Empty factories, empty streets, and empty sky. Truth is, we're doing our best, just getting by, just getting by, just getting by. There's something that I've lost along the way, just getting by, getting by. There's something that we're losing every day. She had my heart right from the start. We drank and carried on. We sang and read in a broken bed and stayed up until the dawn. She sent me with a song each night out on the road. She was stuck there in my head, just calling me back home. Now get on home, get on home, get on home before your darling sails away. So the days and nights keep sailing by, just like they like to do. She and I sing that lullaby to our children, soft and true. Sometimes we sit together when all the house is dark, dust off our favorite records, just a searching for that spark. We're getting by, we're getting by. Is there something that we've lost along the way? Getting by, getting by. Does the spirit of the past get cast away? Oh, she said there's more to this, I know there is. I get a glimpse of it sometimes. Maybe when we drive a late at night, we got the windows open wide. Maybe when you hold me, maybe when you smile. We're not just getting by for just a little while. Oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh. Just getting by. just getting by? Is there something that we lost along the way? Just getting by, just getting by. You know you can't go back the way you came. You've got to find your home. Got to find your home along the way.
We're in Studio A2 with Joshua Davis on Ann Arbor's 107.1's Acoustic Brunch, brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. Just Getting By, the lead track from the new album, The Way Back Home, which has a release date of...
October 13th is when it's coming out.
Real soon, real soon. And that's one of you pledge music, or what'd you do, pledge or the other one?
Kickstarter,
because there's a couple of different codes.
So, yeah.
I know I contributed. I just can't remember which
one. You did. Thank you. Yes.
My pleasure. I've been waiting for this. Now, tell me about the record, because I know a little bit about who's on it, but listeners don't necessarily know who's on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the album is kind of a... It's kind of a... You know, the narrative is basically me being in the place where I am now, you know, as an adult, and kind of looking back on my earlier years and you know, what I've gone through to get to where I am. I'm in a pretty good spot right now. I feel, you know, really stable and things are going smoothly. And I think a lot of songwriters, you know, it's hard to write about those times when things are going okay. You know, when things are kind of, that's kind of what that song is about. It's about appreciating, Just Getting By is about appreciating those moments, those sweet kind of ordinary moments. You know, so it's looking back on those times in my life where I've had these big, huge ups and downs and kind of finding my way through. And the album is kind of that journey of finding my way through those times to where I am now. And there's an incredible cast of characters on it. I mean, it's produced by Steve Berlin from the band Los Lobos.
No big deal.
No big deal. Yeah. Los Lobos has been incredibly influential in my career. I mean, as far as what they've done with American roots music is absolutely incredible to me. The way they've synthesized that and made it their own is amazing. And Steve is just a real heavyweight to have on board. And then it's a lot of just, you know, my comrades, the folks that I've been playing with for almost 20 years, Mike Lynch, Mike Shimon, Dominic John Davis, Drew Howard plays on it. You know, Brad Phillips, Joe Wilson, Laura Bates, May Earlywine, Rachel Davis, Jen Siggett. I mean, the list goes on.
Yes.
Glenn Brown engineered it. And also here in Ann Arbor, Big Sky Records, we recorded some stuff with Jeff Michael. And you know, I'm really, really proud of the record.
And you should be. And I've had the pleasure of hearing it before it came out. So I can tell you that this is in contention for one of my favorite albums of the year, without question. There's no filler on this record.
You have terrible taste in music, John.
I do have terrible taste in music. But there's no filler on this record anywhere. It's the best sounding record you've put out.
Thank you.
Steve Berlin. But yeah. I mean, as you progress through your career, you expect to get better at what you do.
Let's hope so.
Well, yeah. But I mean, you had a record a couple of years ago that was one of my favorite albums. It was like number one or number two of the year. So
you've
already been on a trajectory to be a favorite artist of mine for a long time to come. But sometimes people falter. You did the opposite. You actually stepped your game up and you raised the bar. And
that's good to hear.
You've released a great record. The Way Back Home is coming out a little bit later on this month. So working with Steve Berlin, was that like, did you have a list of folks that you had I want to pick from X, Y, and Z, and let's see who we can get.
Yeah, basically that was a thing. You know, I had never really worked with a producer before. I do a lot of production myself, and so that was it's a tricky thing to kind of put your music in the hands of somebody else. For me especially, because I'm a control freak. So we did have a list, a short list, and he was on it, and he heard the he heard the songs, I should say, and he loved them, and I had a conversation with him that was really. It was really great, and I knew that we clicked. He's a kind of a tough guy. He's kind of it reminds me of my grumpy Jewish Uncle Steve, you know, in the way that he feels very comfortable to me. We both have this kind of way, and there was definitely a culture in the studio that was really really warm, but also there was no BS. I mean, it was very. He's a total straight shooter. His ear is absolutely incredible. And there's a lot of things that he did in the studio that I learned a great deal from. And, you know, if I produce again, I'm going to be stealing a bunch of those tricks, that's for sure.
Well, as someone who's lucky enough to contribute to the record and get the demos, I've already been playing songs from the record, sometimes in their demo form. Some actually, after I got the record, I went to some of the regular versions too. But tell me about the next song you're going to play from it, because this won't necessarily be the debut of the song, depending on which one it is.
Let me think.
No thinking aloud. You just have to play.
All right. Sure. I think I'll do Always Going to Be Here.
All right. Joshua Davis in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
I got dirt under my nails and a tag seal coat. Maybe a little rag if I don't let him go. Just give me a call and I'll be on the next train through. Honey, take your time. I'm always gonna be here for you. My love is like the sun, my love is like the moon. My love will stick with you like a Beach Boys tune. You can wear out the record, but the melody rings true. Don't worry, baby, I'm always gonna be here for you. I'm gonna be here for you, oh, steady as the rain, tapping on a rhythm on your window pane. Whoa. All I got is time, there's nothing you can do to make me change my mind. Yes, some doors close when the clock turns five. You can wake me up in the middle of the night. You won't need cash or credit when the rent checks due. My window's always open and I'm always gonna be here for you. Like a baseball bat, honey, I hold you, but I never hold you back. You can steal one plate, sugar, you can scuff my shoe. You can fly free, you know, and I'm always gonna be here for you. I'm gonna be here for you, oh, steady as the rain, tapping out a rhythm on your window pane. Oh, all I got is time, there's nothing you can do to make me change my mind. No matter which way you turn, or how many bridges you burn, I'll find a way through. I'm always gonna be here for you, yeah. If everything they told you turned out to be lies, heaven freezes over and the rivers run dry, don't ever doubt that this much is true. I'll never leave you waiting, I'm always gonna be here. Honey, take your time, I'm always gonna be here. Well, don't worry, baby, I'm always gonna be here for you.
Another gem in Studio A2 from Joshua Davis's album, The Way Back Home. That's Always Gonna Be Here on Ann Arbor's 107.1's Acoustic Brunch. Now, this is the first record you've released in 5 years, 4 years? How long has it been?
Ooh, I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, Miracle of Birds was a little while ago. We did that 7-inch record. But yeah, the first full length in quite a while.
And this is the first, obviously, since the success on The Voice. Now, did that factor in at all? Like, are you trying to think of the audience that discovered you when you were writing these songs? Or were you just doing what you would do anyway?
Well,
did it change anything?
I think the way that it changed... the way that it changed my writing is that I learned a lot about my voice and what my voice can do. I've actually like pitched up almost a whole step a bunch of my older catalog, of my older tunes, because I worked with this incredible vocal coach on the show, Trelawney Rose, who really, I never had any vocal training before, and we worked really intensively for like weeks on end. And she showed me, you know, where I should be singing, how I should be singing, and it really changed the way I sing, and it changed what I do. I have all these warm-ups that I do all the time, and it's increased my range. And I've just it's kind of made a lot more available to me melodically and sonically. And that in itself has changed the way I write songs in a big way. My voice used to be kind of the way to get the words out. And now I think a lot about melody. I think a lot about my voice, using my voice as an instrument, just like I use my guitar or the piano or whatever. So that in itself has changed a lot of the songs on the record. I have a hard time thinking about my audience when I write. I do a lot of writing retreats and teach at a lot of songwriting camps and stuff like that. And I do tell my audience to think about, you know, or I tell the students to think about what they want their audience to walk away from. You know, so I think about that as far as subject matter goes and as far as what I want people feeling and thinking, but not necessarily, you know, whether or not to make it accessible for a certain portion of the population, you know. But yeah, you know, it has changed in a big way what I do.
Overall, you would say that experience was a positive one. I mean, other than the increased fan base, it actually did change the way you sing. So that's a good thing.
I think that's the biggest thing that I walked away from, that and that sense of incredible sense of community. It's hard to say thank you enough to all the folks that supported me and continue to do so. And you know, I feel like it. Sometimes I forget that I get to make my living doing what I love, and that's a gift. That's something that not a lot of people can say. And it's because of you know, you and of a lot of other folks that you know, that come out to the shows and buy the records and all that. And I'm so thankful.
It is a pleasure to support somebody with your talent, sir. And love this new record. As I mentioned, this is definitely your finest work to date. And I'm excited for people to be able to pick it up again. The show at the Arc, I'm sure it'll be available by then, November 11th, because the release date is about a month before that. But
yes, it will be there.
It'll be online too, I'm sure, your website.
Oh yeah, yep. You can find it online. You'll be able to joshuadavismusic.com, of course, and earthworkmusic.com, and you know, iTunes and all that business as well.
Well, congratulations. Let's get one more song from it before I let you head back to your real life. I think you were warming up with one of my favorites, so I'm guessing that might be the one.
Yeah,
you're
I can
do.
Yeah, I'll do. Let Me In. That's it's the second, third track on the record, I should say, or maybe the second track on the record. God, I don't remember anymore. It's all blur these days. But yeah, Let Me In.
Joshua Davis in Studio A2 on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
New moon dark and I can't see my feet. I'm trusting my heart and the sound of concrete to help me find my way to your door. I'm gonna make up a reason. Yeah, I've done it before. Oh, honey, won't you let me in? Can't you hear my call? You see, you don't know where I've been or how far I've fallen. Well, honey, won't you let me in? I swear that I've been true. You see that I've seen it all. But there's nothing at all, nothing at all like you. I stand at your door in a silver line of starlight. I'm hoping you're hoping you'll see me tonight. All the while, mile after mile, I confess the memory that kept me sane. It was you in the rain, clinging to that summer dress. Baby, won't you let me in? Well, can't you hear my call? See, you don't know where I've been, how far I've fallen. Well, baby, won't you let me in? I swear that I've been true. See that I've seen it all, but there's nothing at all, nothing at all like you. Lights out, curtains drawn. Could be I'm coming on too strong. Maybe I was never strong enough. See that I'm not out of luck. Weeds grown up around the door. You don't want me anymore. Tell me you don't want me anymore. Baby, won't you let me in? Can't you hear my call? See, you don't know where I've been, how far I've fallen. Well, baby, won't you let me in? I swear that I've been true. You see that I've seen it all, but there's nothing at all, nothing at all like you. New moon dark and I can't see my feet. Trust in my heart and the sound of concrete. Well, I don't know where to go anymore. I'm gonna lean into love. Yeah, I've done it before.
Brand new music from Joshua Davis in Studio A2. It's called Let Me In on Ann Arbor's 107.1. Studio A2 and the Acoustic Brunch brought to you with support from Bank of Ann Arbor. And that's one you have heard on the station already before in its demo form. And thank you for doing that in Studio A2.
What a pleasure.
Now I can claim that as ours, quote unquote. Well, again, congratulations on the record. It is fantastic. And obviously, belated congratulations on the success you had on national TV. And I hope that most of those fans are looking for this new record like I was. And then it does as well as it should, because it really is a great piece of work, Joshua.
Thanks so much for saying so, John. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. We'll get back to the Acoustic Brunch in just a couple of minutes on 107.1.